For many years, Kansas City's primary restaurant spots were downtown and the Country Club Plaza. But times have changed, and over the last 30 years, the destinations for good eating have expanded to include Prairie Village to Lee's Summit, from Liberty to Martin City. Kansas City diners can hop in the car and travel anywhere in the metro to find unexpected culinary treasures. I'm Charles Ferruza, and on today's edition of Central Standard, the food critics will guide you to bistros, diners, cafes, and luncheonettes on all points of the metro map. We also want to know where your favorite food finds are outside of the Kansas City, Missouri city limits. Supping in the suburbs is where it's at, so join us on our journey. But first, the news. And you know what that music means? It means that this is the Central Standard Show, the Central Standard Friday edition of Central Standard. Here on KCUR, I'm Charles Ferruza, and I write about food for The Pitch, and The Pitch is a web page, which is at pitch.com. And there's a lot of things on there that don't actually make it into print. And speaking of that, you have, let me ask our panelists to go around and introduce themselves, because Emily, you have not a print version yet, but I have this sneaking suspicion that sometime in the next 18 months, there will be a print version of your blog.
Of feedmekc.com, mm-hmm. Perhaps. We've talked about it before. Print is in and out, but mm-hmm. We want to do something special in print one way or another.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm with feedmekc.com. I don't know if I said my last name. It's Ferris, Emily Ferris, with feedmekc.com and the Feed Me KC podcast. And I want to point out that recently we took a look inside of Mayor Sly James's fridge on Feed Me KC.
I loved that, by the way.
It was really fun.
There wasn't very much in there.
No, but what was in there was very interesting, so I encourage everyone to go check it out.
All right.
Yes.
And I'm Mary Block. I write for the Kansas City Star. I do their restaurant guide and the occasional article in the food section, and I have a blog called Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com.
All right. And this lovely lady here?
Gloria Gale and 435. And if you looked in my fridge, you'd find a peach and a bottle of kombucha.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
What
no,
a
that's
no
why
wine?
I eat out so much.
No white wine?
No. That's why I eat out so much.
Okay.
Now, see, if you opened my refrigerator this morning, you would see several boxes of leftovers that I have absolutely no interest in ever looking at again, but I do take them home.
Yeah.
We haven't unpacked our kitchen, so you can bring them to my house.
Okay. And Mary, what would we find in your refrigerator?
You don't want to know. Okay. A lot of fresh vegetables. And
of course.
It's tomato season, so all I do are make meals with tomatoes, which also involves a lot of cheese. So every kind of cheese possible.
Yeah.
But the tomatoes, never put in the refrigerator.
That's
they're sitting
right
out on the counter.
Unless you make them sauce.
Right.
We'll come over.
Yeah, we'll go to your house, Mary.
We are not going to be talking about people's refrigerators this hour, though. In the second half of the show, we're going to tackle a theme that we've wanted to tackle for some time. Your favorite suburban restaurants. And as somebody who, I worked in the suburbs for 16 years, but I did not grow up in a suburban neighborhood, which probably was good for me, but Emily, you are from a suburb. You're from Independence.
I grew up in Independence, Missouri, and I don't know if any of the restaurants I frequented then are even still open now. I was a big fan of Furr's Cafeteria at 24 Highway and 291.
Let me tell you something. I give a shout out to that one too.
Oh, I miss it.
Yeah. I miss Pooch's, but we'll have to wait for a cafeteria show right to talk about that. Mary, did you grow up in a suburb?
I did. And I was in St. Louis, and we used to go to Clayton and talk about cafeterias to the Branding Iron. That was our big night out.
Does it still exist?
I don't think so.
And Gloria?
Of course. I grew up on Troost. Allen's Drive-In, Dairy Delight, my faves.
So you did not grow up in a suburb, but you live in one now.
I do now.
All right. Yeah. But that's the second half of the show. We always start the show by talking about where the new and exciting and interesting places are in Kansas City. And you are always welcome to join that conversation by calling us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
And we want to know where you have been.
I think all three of you have been to new places. Some you liked more than others. Why don't we start with you, Gloria?
Okay. I won't get catty too fast, but I'll jump right in. I went to Pad Thai, which is at 143319 Metcalf. And it's pretty far out there. It was pretty good. It's a small place. I had royal chicken, and it was okay. The Penang curry that my friend had, she ordered it mild, but it was blazing, so she couldn't eat it. And she's got a pretty sophisticated palate, but she said, I can't eat this. So she took it back, and the gentleman server said, well, next time say no spice, please.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it just depends on your heat level.
Well, you know? And every ethnic restaurant has its own kind of particular levels of heat.
Right. That's true.
You know, there's some restaurants that you wish they would make the food hotter. Yeah.
But typically, like if you went to the Thai place, you would say, I want it mild, medium, medium hot, or hot. They'll ask you.
They will ask you, yes. And then I also went to two places that I have to say I was disappointed in. One was Masala's, which is at 7301 West 91st, and it just had, they were out of a slew of things that I tried to
order.
That's
always a bad sign.
Yes, and I had to ask for ice in my water, and it just wasn't good. And the other one was, unfortunately, I've been to Red Door Grill, which is out on 11815 Row, and I've been twice. And the first time was okay, and the second time, I have to say, they need to ramp it up. They need to step up and get a little bit more conscientious.
Now, let me ask you this, and you could all weigh in here. Do you think because Debbie Gold, the James Beard-winning chef, formerly of the American Restaurant and of 40 Sardines, do you think because of her connection with that restaurant as the chef and one of the owners, that maybe people's expectations are too high?
Possibly, but I mean, doing a pulled pork sandwich and it's greasy and not that beautiful, it's not that hard to ramp up.
What did you think, Mary? You've been there, Mary.
I've just been for lunch, and I had a hamburger that was really good, but of the four of us, I think I was the only one who really enjoyed their meal. Mm.
Okay. And I haven't been, but I feel like if you have Debbie Gold as one of your partners and your executive chef, your expectations should be high, and I think that's the bar that a place that is setting.
It is a beautiful place, and it was crowded, so I'll give her that.
It's very popular. Everyone seems to be going.
And it's in the suburbs, which we will be talking about in the second half. Okay. It's a new groovy suburban restaurant.
Yeah, and I just a shout out. I went to Nordstrom's Cafe. It's fabulous.
Really?
It's consistent. Yep.
Is it still kind of cafeteria style?
It is, but they have really good food. Really good food.
What's it called? Cafe Nordstrom?
Cafe Nordstrom.
All right.
We definitely need to do a cafeteria show.
Yeah.
I know it. Mm-hmm. I wish there were more. Mary, where have you been?
I went to Novel, and I have nothing but great things to say about it. It's at 815 West 17th Street at the 17th and Summit, intersection. It's just west of there where all those funky restaurants are.
And it's the restaurant formerly known as Lil's on 17th.
Right. And it's in a house and they renovated it. I think it's a beautiful renovation. It's small and the rooms are small. But I think they did a great job with it. And the food is outstanding. Everything we had, the only thing I could say was the scallops I thought were too salty. But other than that, everything was beautifully presented, really interesting, really creative.
It's a very, very creative menu.
It is. And it's a little hot on a hot night. The air conditioning has to work overtime. But, I see nothing but cool temperatures coming up here in the next week. So might be a good time to go.
They still do serve food on the patio, but I don't think you are allowed to bring your dog anymore.
And it's just open for dinner.
Right. It's a dinner-only restaurant.
Exactly.
I've been, too. I was also very, very impressed by the food. The dining room was just too claustrophobic for me. I don't like to sit that close to people I don't know. In fact, I really don't like to sit that close to people I know. So,
the thing I loved about it is that Ryan, the chef, uses only seasonal and fresh produce. I had a corn soup. I don't think I've ever had one that was that good. It tasted like I was eating corn on the cob. And it was really thick and wonderful. It had
it
no cream
have
in it.
It doesn't seaweed in it? And
just a little bit of seaweed strip on the top.
What about, and a little, aren't there clams in it or something like that?
You know,
there is. This is Novel's actually my new place too. So okay. I have last night's yeah. menu with me, and it's a chilled corn soup yeah. with seaweed, clam, and jalapeno.
Yeah,
and there was one beautiful clam in the middle of our soup. Yeah. Last
so
night.
It's basically a corn soup with a little, you know, a few accoutrements on the side, and the tomato and strawberry salad. You know, you almost
beautiful.
Don't want to eat
beautiful.
It because yeah. it's so beautiful.
One thing that was pointed out to me last night, though, is the menu has already changed multiple times yeah. since they opened because they do use seasonal ingredients. So what we talk about here might not be available
right.
when you go back. But we tried almost the entire menu last night. And
what was your favorite thing?
Oh, God. The pork, the Duroc pork chop was amazing. And it had pork belly ragu on top and rice spatzel underneath.
Mm.
It was amazing. The roasted chicken brick was really good. It was really unique
yeah.
with the way it was plated with crispy bread. We also had the scallop, and I did not think it was too salty. And I think it is probably definitely the most perfectly cooked scallop I've ever had in Kansas City, if not one of the most perfectly cooked scallops I've ever had.
And incredibly sweet. Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was amazing. And
yeah.
There's a side that I was most excited. It was called Black Tuscan Kale, and it was kale with a little bit of chicken skin and pie crust and buttermilk, and it was kind
wow.
of layered. I was really excited about that. But the other side, the potatoes, blew my mind. They had like a spicy red sauce on them and had some, cabbage or something in there. And it was, Ryan, the owner, worked for David Chang at Momofuku
yeah.
in New York, and I got a little sense of that Momofuku-esque style in those potatoes.
Which is a good thing in my
yes.
book.
There's not a lot for vegetarians at this new restaurant Novel, which people may have guessed because the chilled corn soup has a clam in it.
But they could leave off the clam easily enough because it's just sitting on the top.
Oh, okay. It's not cooked with it?
No.
Okay.
And the salad was great and those sides that she was talking about. I suspect if you asked, he would put something together and you'd
be blown
away.
Well, they do have one of the best gnocchis I've ever had in my life. Really delicious, wonderful, fresh, pillowy, airy, light, in a wonderful tomato cream sauce. So tomato butter sauce, I should say. It's very buttery. But Novel at 17th and Summit is definitely a great new addition to the Kansas
really
City
is.
Restaurants.
And on the last show, I don't remember who mentioned it. Somebody said it seemed a little pricey. And I think compared to the nicer restaurants in Kansas City, it is not. I think it's on par with the Rieger and Grenauer and some of the nicer restaurants here. And I think my eyeballs did not pop out at any
no,
of these prices.
It's certainly cheaper than Michael Smith.
What did
Story.
You tell us, Emily? What is the range of entree prices?
So they start on last night's menu. They started at 19 and went to 23. So the ricotta gnocchi was 19. The pork chop was 20. The Arctic char, which we didn't try but wanted to, was 21.
It was delicious.
And that had roe on it. So I think it's totally worth the price. The cocktails were great, and we got two desserts. And one I just want to give a special shout out to. It was a meringue with a blackberries and a lemon kind of custard on top. And my chocolate-loving husband and mother-in-law who don't like tart desserts, I had to fight them off to get my part of it.
But did they have the chocolate flourless cake?
We had a chocolate bourbon something
it.
Or
yeah.
other with peanuts
with
on
peanuts,
it, which
yeah.
was also really
delicious.
Great. But that meringue was so seasonal and fresh and perfect for summer. And go get it while you still can.
So, Novel at 17th and Summit. What other new places have you been to, Emily?
That's it. I just bought a house, so I'm too poor to eat out more than that.
All right. Mary, do you have anything else?
I would only mention it's not a new place, but I was at Succotash recently, which I always enjoy. It's at 2601 Holmes, and their egg dishes are always really fun and interesting. I had a Cubano sandwich, and I said, extra pickles, extra jalapenos. I was in heaven.
And, you know, that is a restaurant that really does pay attention to people who have food allergies, which, you know, I don't really necessarily want to veer off into that. But she's very sensitive to people who have gluten issues. Mm-hmm. And I believe that she has the best gluten-free pancakes I've ever tasted. They're really, really good.
I actually did go to Succotash, Mary. So we're living a parallel life here.
Exactly.
And one thing I love about that place is you can get brunch during the week. There are very few places in Kansas City that have a real brunch menu during the week. And Succotash can do that.
I want to remind you that you are listening to Central Standard Friday. We're talking about food with Mary Block, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale. I'm Charles Ferruza, and we want to know where you have been that you especially like at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. On the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about your favorite suburban restaurants. And we may have to give the parameters of the suburbs for, you know, I mean, Lawrence is not a suburban restaurant, town, I should say. And if St. Joe is a little too far away, too.
I think we defined it as if you go out of town and somebody asks you where you're from and you say, I'm from Kansas City, that's kind of your.
Okay. That reminds me that when I started working at a suburban newspaper back in the 1980s, one of my coworkers said to me, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. She goes, oh, the East Coast. So, yeah, it sort of explained Kansas City to me.
Right.
Anyway, you could also send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org or send us a tweet to
@KCURCST.
And the switchboard is starting to fill up. And, you know, I'm forgetting a new place that I've been. Oh, a place I stumbled onto this week.
Yes.
Queen Taco.
Queen Taco.
Queen Taco. Mm-hmm. It's a little family-owned restaurant. It's about as big as somebody's closet. And it's on 23rd Street. I wish I could remember what the cross street is. We'll find the address for it. But it's a little family-owned restaurant. It's very inexpensive. And Mary, you're a Mexican food snob, and I think you will like it.
I'll give it a try. Yeah.
It's at 11721 East 23rd Street.
Very inexpensive, very, very friendly. Let's go to Leslie. Leslie in Leawood.
Good morning. This is such a fun conversation today. And I wanted to say that I agree completely with Mary about Red Door Grill. And I don't think that expectations are so high or are unremittingly high. I think the best example I can say is we went there on a Thursday evening, and the following Tuesday we were at Rye. And Rye hit it out of the ballpark, and Red Door Grill didn't. And, you know, it had to do with ambiance from the moment you walk in, but it had to do with the attention of the staff, and it had to do in part with the food that we were eating. So I just, you know, and I was concerned about Rye because we are a little picky on a few food items and so on, but they, you know, and because they put pork in everything these days. But, you know, it was okay. So
did you have the fried chicken at Rye?
My husband did. I ended up with the salmon on top of a wild rice bed that was sublime. But it was the artisanal cheese platter that had us all kind of gushing, paired with some excellent wine. And it was an excellent, excellent meal. And the seasonal salads also, they had some local, you know, heirlooms and newbie lettuces. And it was good. It was very, very good.
I think it would be hard to compare those two restaurants, the Red Door Grill and Rye, because they are so different.
But I think her point was they both had top chefs.
Rye was just named to Bon Appetit's list of the 50 nominees for best restaurants in the country for 2013.
So. And their fried chicken just made the cover of Savoir magazine.
Yeah, and it's excellent.
Really?
For chicken.
And I didn't even know that. But I will say this about those lists. One does have to be a little cautious. And, you know, a certain number of French restaurants were highly touted in a recent local publication. And Café Provence was left off entirely. So go figure.
Oh, sacré cœur, I might say. All right. Let's go to Anne. Anne in Kansas City, Missouri. Anne.
Hi.
Hi. Oh. Where have you been, Anne?
Oh, I just went to Novel on the west side the night before last, and it was fantastic. We sat on the patio, and the patio looks out onto 17th Street. It's right next to Bluebird. And they have a little brick patio out front. And we had one of the appetizers we had was a fried egg. But instead of just on the griddle, it was a soft-boiled egg that was breaded and fried.
It's a very elaborate process to make that crispy egg.
The crispy egg with tripe, chipotle, and bacon hush puppies. And that's at Novel, which is 815 West 17th Street.
It was a great place for an afternoon, early evening dinner on the patio. Just great. I've been trying new restaurants for a while, and this one
was a surprise. Very good.
Great. All right. That's a novel, and it is a very pretty patio.
It is.
You know, speaking of that area, it's really blossoming with mm-hmm. so many restaurants down there.
If someone would just put a cafeteria in, it'd be
perfect. Yeah. But I ended up going to food for lunch.
Food.
And it was standing room only.
Hmm. Well, it's a tiny place.
Yeah, it's a tiny place. So you have to get there right when they open. Mm-hmm. They open at 11. And she's doing gangbusters. Yeah,
it's next door at 813 West 17th Street.
And West Side Local is always packed, too. Mm-hmm.
It is. And that's a real mm-hmm. destination.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. It's got the only, that neighborhood is, I think, the only creperie in Kansas City.
Yes. Chael.
Yeah.
I want to give a little shout out to something I forgot to mention earlier. I went to a new pop-up restaurant called Uberdine.
Where is that?
It's everywhere. So the one I went to is at the Yummy's Choice headquarters on 39th Street. So that it's this guy, Joe Shirley, and he has been a chef around Kansas City. And right now he's the executive chef at the Federal Reserve Bank. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to work in a restaurant until his son graduates high school, which I totally respect and understand. And so
how does one find out about Uber?
You have to, there's actually a story up on Feed Me KC about it right now. And you actually have to email Joe to get on his list for his dinner. So for now he's kind of partnering with local purveyors. Mm-hmm. Kind of eventually we'll do different things, but you know, the dinner compared to some of the really great dinners I've had in Kansas City and Chicago and New York recently, and I was...
Are they expensive?
It's $75, and that includes tasting pours for most courses, and I thought it was totally worth it. I've gone out and spent $75 on dinners that were nowhere near as good as this dinner, and it was really thoughtful and beautiful, and you know, I was at the very first one, and there were a few little kinks in the service in the beginning, but it was, I mean, that's when you're in a place.
How
it's not
often
a
does he have them? Once a month?
The last one was July 27th, and the next one I think is September 20th at the Roastery. I'm not sure. I think I have the date on the Feed Me KC post. I hope he does them monthly. It was really great, and I had a lot of fun. And what I love about doing a pop-up is you get seated with people you don't know, which you probably hate that, Charles.
Uh-huh, I do.
But you're eating the same food at the same time with other people who are here to have this experience, and it's really fun. It's like going to a dinner party, a really good dinner party.
Hmm. All right. And people can find out how to contact Joe Shirley through your...
Yeah, at feedmekc.com. There's a story up near the top now that I think it says Uberdine pops up at Yummy's Choice or something along those lines.
All right. I've never been to a pop-up restaurant.
Never?
Nope.
Hmm.
So
maybe we'll have to get you into the next Uberdine.
We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll talk about the tastiest meals outside of the Kansas City, Missouri city limits. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch, joined by my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com. Mary Block. And Mary, you're everywhere and around the block.
Everywhere and around the block, exactly. AroundTheBlockKC.com. And on Facebook, I have a Around the Block page.
And Gloria Gale with the magazine formerly known as 435 South, and now it's 435 Everywhere.
Everywhere.
And today we're going to be exploring on that theme. We're exploring the best suburban restaurants in Kansas City. Where do you go when you find yourself on 435 or 35 or 71 Highway and you want to get off at the next exit? Where do you go to eat? Mm-hmm. Join us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send us an email, which a couple of people have, at centralstandard@kcur.org, or send us a tweet at
@KCURCST.
Oh, gosh, we have lots of emails, and we'll hit a couple of them here. Mm-hmm. Lindsay from Facebook writes, Longboards in Gladstone and Liberty has incredible wraps in a terrific beach-like atmosphere. They are incredible wraps. I would question the beach-like atmosphere. But mm-hmm. Dan from Facebook writes, I love Vivalore in the Englewood District of Independence. And I love Vivalore, too. Have you all been there yet?
Not yet.
Mary?
Mm-mm. I haven't. I know no. You've told me I need to go.
And speaking of a charming, beautiful little patio, they have one, mm-hmm. If you like to eat outside. Mm-hmm. Jeff from Twitter writes, people should try Lil, L-I-L, Lil Pig in Belton for some barbecue and then head to the Snack Shack for deep fried tacos.
Whoa.
That sounds like everything. I don't know. I'm way into that.
John from Twitter writes, hot basil Thai in Overland Park is fantastic. I think we would all agree with that. Micah from Twitter writes, Urban Table is such a good restaurant. I get the chopped salad and the bruschetta. Mm-hmm. Okay, those are all good suggestions, and we are happy to hear more from you at centralstandard@kcur.org. All right, since I did not grow up in the suburbs, I feel like I've lost. Well, I worked in the suburbs for 16 years, and you know, one of the reasons I think at least the Johnson County suburbs were not exactly a great restaurant destination is they had those draconian liquor laws for so long, and where you had to have a club card to get a drink. And I think that drove people actually away from Johnson County restaurants rather than to them. What do you think, Gloria?
I agree. There just wasn't, you know, we always went over to the Missouri side. And but now, you know, there's places like the ABC Cafe.
Oh,
which
yes.
is great.
It is wonderful.
And the Cozy Cafe for two cafes that are quite good, you know? So, they're not particularly that stylish by any stretch.
Well, you know, I think it should be pointed out that a suburban restaurant that's very successful in Prairie Village, BRGR, now has opened a outpost downtown in the Power and Light District.
Yeah.
So it used to be that Kansas City, Missouri restaurants moved to the suburbs, and now we're seeing it in reverse.
Yeah, like the Cork and Cleaver, those old-time restaurants, you know.
Mission Farms, I call it Midtown South, because there's Room 39,
Rye,
the
Blanc,
Tavern.
Dumpling Place.
Well,
the
Blue Koi.
So it's all these great restaurants from Red
Tavern
Room.
And Mission Farms, Blanc, and across the street is Pizza Bella.
Yeah.
I kind of grouped them all by those areas. I mean, Mission Farms has five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Corinth, you mentioned BRGR. They also have Urban Table. And then if you do 119th and Row, you've got, we talked about the Red Door Grill earlier, La Bodega North, which I enjoy a lot, Cayo.
Has an Oklahoma Joe's.
Yes, it does. And then in Park Place, they've got Pig and Finch, which I think is really good. They've got Carmen's.
801 Chop House.
Yep, raw sushi, mestizo.
You might tell our listeners where Park Place is.
Mm-hmm. It's 115th and Knoll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're adding restaurants. The ingredient is there.
Mm-hmm. And there's an 801 Fish House coming.
Yes. And Drunken Fish, that's not Park Place. It's across the street at 119th and Row.
Right.
Drunken Fish is
right
now open.
Right. Okay. That's in between La Bodega and North.
All right.
Right. And Glacé is there.
Yeah.
Our switchboard is starting to fill up, and Twyla in Independence. Twyla, I think you've been to a restaurant that I just discovered myself.
Yes, Applewood Barbecue in Independence. It's delicious.
It's tiny. It's in, like, I think like a former sandwich shop, like one of those Subway-style sandwich shops.
Yes, it is.
And I liked it a lot, too. They smoke their meat with hickory and applewood, but I did find that their sauces are really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know.
Well, and they have several different choices, too, on the sauces.
Yes, but they're all sweet except for the hot sauce. But I don't know. I mean, Kansas Cityans tend to like sweet sauces.
That's our style.
Yeah.
Except for Arthur Bryce.
I think that is true.
That's true.
And, their signature barbecue sauce, the manager explained when she brought it to the table, it tastes just like apple butter. Which, you know.
It's not what you want to hear.
No. But, and it did, too. So thank you, Twyla. Let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn in Overland Park? Oh, did we lose Marilyn? We might have lost Marilyn. And let's go to Will. Will in Prairie Village.
Hi, yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to Jerry's Cafe off of 103rd right by Old Watts Mill.
That would still be technically in Kansas City, Missouri, but...
Oh, man. Well, you should still know about it.
Okay, yeah. What do you like so much about Jerry's?
I just go there for breakfast. Their omelets are out of this world. They're massive, and I've heard from friends that they have the best cafe in the city.
Okay.
Well,
okay. Jerry's at 100 in the Watts Mill shop.
Mill, yeah. Right next to Jasper's.
And Jerry is the restaurateur who started the Woods Weather Cafe in the Bottoms. We're getting some emails at kcr.org. Jim writes, foodies must try Taquito Jalisco. They have great ceviche. Is that in Independence? I can't remember. Blue Springs.
There's a place called Real Jalisco in Blue Springs that I have heard nothing but amazing things about. But I think this is different.
Okay.
I'll look it up, though.
Dan from Facebook writes, Marina Grog in Cali, which is in Lake Lauderdale, has good food but really uneven service. I have not eaten there for
years. And really expensive.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Nicholas from Facebook writes, the Justice Drugstore, of course. What do you think the best place in Smithville is? Well, I would say
Justice Drugstore.
Yeah. Sounds like a Jeopardy question.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There's not a lot in Smithville, but I'm sure there's a Dairy Queen on the way.
I want to say Justice Drugstore is also one of the best restaurants in the Kansas City metro area, not just in Smithville.
All right.
Yeah.
816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. We are taking your phone calls. We are talking about suburban restaurants. Let me throw a suburb out. The closer the suburbs are to Kansas City, it seems like Prairie Village, tend to have a pretty strong restaurant community. But as you venture further out, there's less options to choose from. Although I recently was at Conrad's, which is a new restaurant in Liberty, and it was pretty good. What about, do you ever venture north, Mary?
Occasionally I'll go to Parkville.
Yeah.
Café des Amis, I would recommend. But I don't.
And, Weston's a little far.
Weston is,
it's a little far.
It's its own
but
town.
It's
in a different county.
Right.
Let's go to Bud. Bud in Taganoxie. You have a Liberty restaurant, right?
Yes, the Fish Market.
Where is the Fish Market? And is it a restaurant or a fish market?
The Fish Market is a restaurant that is off of Highway 291 on the south side of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Really the south side of Liberty.
Okay.
Literally on old Highway 210, just to the very east of Highway 291.
And
they they serve New Orleans-style po' boys. But my recommendation, personally, is their catfish. It's really wonderful. It's fresh.
And do they serve it boned? I mean, do they take the bone out of the table?
No, it's boneless.
All right. Okay. And that's the Fish Market in Liberty. What other kinds of fish do they serve at the Fish Market?
They have shrimp, and occasionally they have conch.
All right. All right. That's the Fish Market in Liberty on...
It's 1120... East Old State Route 210.
All right. Thank you. That's a good recommendation. Let's go to Jeff in Lone Jack. Jeff.
Yeah, good afternoon. Or morning. Sorry. T-Bones, it's in Lake Lauderdale. It used to be Tom's Meat Market, and it was kind of a gourmet butcher shop. And then they opened up a little deli, and then they started serving more food. And now they have a patio and a full restaurant. And really, for $26, you'll get a steak there, but I really would challenge anyone to beat it anywhere else in the city. I mean, they have the best meat, based food, pulled pork, chicken, hamburgers.
And do you have an address for the T-Bones?
No, I don't. It's right off Colburn Road, right in Lauderdale. It's right in the main part of the old town.
It's 27900 East Colburn Road. And I'm looking at their menu here, and they have a great sandwich selection.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're unbelievable. And I just always stop by there and would buy like a hamburger to take home or a steak to take home. And I start just kind of every now and then just buying something there. And really, it's my favorite restaurant. And I really was kind of even skeptical thinking that because they kind of started off slow. But they really, it's very classy, very good, very fun. Sometimes they have live music and they have wine tastings. It's just a really neat little venue, and that food can't be beat.
All right, and that's T-Bones Meat Market in Lake Lauderdale, which I'd like to go to.
I just saw they also have free wine tastings on Wednesdays. It's too bad Chris isn't here today.
I know. Gloria in North Kansas City, you have a restaurant in Leavenworth.
Yes, I do. It's called Bon Thai. Thai restaurant, and I love the coconut shrimp soup And if you go there when the weather's nice, when spring has really sprung, they have their own lime tree, and the lime leaf they put in there, along with the ginger and the other ingredients, is just wonderful.
Hmm.
They have a full Thai menu, but I can't get myself to order anything else than the shrimp coconut soup.
And where is Bon Thai in Leavenworth? Is it in downtown Leavenworth?
Yes, I think it's at 4th and Cherokee. Okay. It's right on a corner. But the entrance is you have to drive around behind.
301 South 4th Street in Leavenworth. And I recall eating at a Thai restaurant in Leavenworth. And I think
sure
this was it. And I remember loving it. So, yeah.
Is it in a little house?
No, it's not in a house.
Okay.
And they do have a bar. But it's very, you know, a Thai ethnic flavor in the decorating in there, too.
All right. That's Bon Thai in Leavenworth. Brad in Prairie Village, you have a suggestion for us.
Well, you've missed the three best restaurants in probably Kansas City. Story, the Village Green, and Café Provence.
The Village Green, where is that?
It's right next door to Hen House. In fact, they're all three within sight of each other.
Are you talking about the Tavern in the Village?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the Tavern in the Village.
Okay. I was going to say, there was a restaurant in that shopping center called the Village Green, but it's been closed for quite a while.
Yeah, so, those are three good suggestions.
Excellent suggestions.
Sure. Oh, and one more. It's not in Prairie Village Shopping Center, but you can't forget Tatsu's there at 89th and Row.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That would still be technically Prairie Village, right?
Yes.
All right.
But it's not in the Prairie Village Shopping Center, like the other three are.
Right.
You can stand there at the corner of Head House and see all three of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Story, Tavern in the Village, and
Café Provence.
Café Provence is a wonderful restaurant. Mm-hmm. We are taking your phone calls. We are talking about suburban restaurants, and we seem to be talking more about the Johnson County suburbs, but it's probably those are the closest suburbs to us.
Well, you know, if you want to go to Lee's Summit, Fiesta Azteca is a good Mexican restaurant at 705 Southeast Melody Lane.
It's very good.
And then back in Johnson County, but a little apart from these other pockets that we talked about, is Frida's at 7200 West 121st Street. And that's always worth going to. When they were in Stanley, I thought it was worth going to, but now it feels like it's close comparatively.
And I can't let you talk about Frida's without saying that the pork tacos have magic sauce in them. They are the best pork tacos. They are so good. Definitely worth a trip.
And let's go to Nick. Nick and Lee Summit. Nick?
No, Nick.
Oh, no, Nick. All right. 816-235-2888. Lee Summit, I'm trying to think of some
There's
other
a spin place. Pizza in Lee Summit.
Yep.
Which it's speaking of things from the city going out.
Mm-hmm.
Love spin pizza. One of my favorite pizzas in the area.
And there's supposed to be a really good Indian restaurant in Lee Summit. I don't know. There used to be a Bollywood something out there that was
wonderful. There's a good ice cream store there, Poppy's.
Poppy's is great.
Poppy's Summit.
Yeah.
And there's a little interesting restaurant. I couldn't tell you where it is exactly, but maybe Emily could look it up for us. I think, what is the name of it? They have wonderful desserts, really, really wonderful desserts.
What's the cuisine?
Sort of American / Middle Eastern.
You're talking, it's...
Like the
olive cafe.
The olive leaf or the olive branch.
Oh, I remember somebody calling in here about that many months
ago.
Well,
someone's going to call and tell us about it. Let's see. Beth from Twitter writes, Kayo in Leawood has really underrated sushi and soup. I haven't been there in a long time, but they used to have beautiful sushi.
They do. It's my favorite sushi restaurant in town.
Yeah.
Ethan from Facebook writes, I like the quiche at the Upper Crust in Overland Park. All right.
And I have your, it's the Fig Tree.
The Fig Tree.
Fig Tree Cafe and Bakery at 817 Northeast Rice Road.
It's one of the few places where you can get like an omelet and a plate of hummus at the same time. And really, really wonderful desserts.
Mm.
Let's go to Sarah in Prairie Village. Sarah.
Hi, hello.
You are on the air with us. What's up?
Hi, I wanted to talk about Standee's in Prairie Village, down at the Prairie Village Shop.
It's the combination movie theater and restaurant, correct?
Yes, I loved it there.
All right. What do you love to eat there?
Oh, I've been there several times, and the mac and cheese is styled for, the meatball. I've had the turkey and cheese, the turkey and cheese sandwich with Russian dressing. It's absolutely delicious.
Okay, let me ask you this. After you ate, did you ever see a movie there?
I did. I actually saw one last night.
All right, what'd you see?
I saw The Way, Way Back, and... Oh, that movie is so funny.
It is. It's a good movie. Okay, thank you. We're preempting the film critics here and talking about movies, but let's get back to food, and let's go to Greg in Liberty. Greg.
Yeah, I want to talk about La Tienda Chiquita, small Mexican restaurant down the square on Liberty. Really great. A few places to sit down and eat, but also you can take and go as well.
And there's you. It says here you wanted to talk about Ginger Sue's. I've always wanted to go to that place in Liberty. Is it a breakfast place?
Yeah, it's actually a brunchonette. It's just open for breakfast and lunch, and it's fantastic food. Got some really good omelets there, and very kid-friendly place as well because I've taken my kids there, and they're great service and wonderful people.
All right. All right. I want to remind you that you're listening to KCUR. And we are talking about food with Mary Block, Gloria Gale, Emily Ferris, and myself. I'm Charles Ferruzza. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email, as someone is doing right now, at centralstandard@kcur.org, or send us a tweet at
KCURCST.
All right. And let's go to Susan in Kansas City.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. Where do you like to go in the suburbs?
Well, I've been hitting out of the car, so somebody may have mentioned this already, but I can't let this go without putting in a plug for Cafe des Amis in Parkville owned by Guillaume on Rio.
It's a wonderful restaurant and a beautiful patio, too.
So I think you were talking earlier about the three things that a restaurant needs, ambiance, service, and food, and he's got all three in spades.
All right. All right. That's, I think, a classic in Parkville. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah in Spring Hill.
Hi there.
Hi, Sarah.
I wanted to mention a restaurant that I heard about first on your show, which is Iron Horse in Olathe.
The Iron Horse. I don't think I've been there. Has it, Mary? Emily?
It's a Chinese restaurant, and it is right off of Highway 56 as you exit on 56 going south on I-35.
That's an interesting name for a Chinese restaurant, the Iron Horse.
And don't they have the hand-pulled noodles?
They do. They do, yes.
Do we have an address for Iron Horse?
Yes, it's 918 Old 56 Highway in Olathe.
And what besides hand-pulled noodles, what are the specialties, Sarah, at Iron Horse?
Well, they make everything fresh. So when you walk in there and order, then he puts it together. So it's totally fresh. They have wonderful vegetables. I really like the Sichuan shrimp, which I always have with the noodles. And there's no liquor there, so you can bring in your own wine or beer if you want to. But the food is so fresh, and it is just perfectly cooked. It's never overdone. It's never gloppy. And they're just a great family organization.
Okay, that's the Iron Horse in Olathe. Let's go to Sandra in Liberty. We're getting a lot of Liberty calls. Sandra.
Well, there's a wonderful place for sandwiches, and it's called Huey's. It's fairly new. Have a wonderful chicken salad restaurant right on the square in Liberty, Huey's. And then there's the Malay restaurant, which is near the St. Luke's Medical Center. It's on the Oldbury Road, and they have wonderful ginger tofu. And the Avalon restaurant in Weston, which has gourmet food, and it's quite outstanding. So I wanted to make sure the North was properly represented here.
Well, you've done a good job, Sandra, but let me ask you, what is the name of the Malay restaurant?
It's called the Malay Restaurant.
Okay.
Malay Cafe. Okay. Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
And it's right on the Oldbury Road, and it's just real near the St. Luke's Medical Center. I'm trying to think. The Panera Bread place is right near it. I don't have the exact address,
it's
called the Malay Cafe,
and
is quite outstanding. The ginger tofu is very good. I always get that. I'm not a vegetarian, but I would turn into one for that.
All right.
Ixtapa is up there, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Okay, the Malay Cafe. Didn't that used to be in Gladstone?
No.
Okay. It's at 6003 Northwest Berry Road now. Uh-huh. Well, we're talking about up north, Siva Cuisine of India.
It's very good.
A caller called in to tell us about it many moons ago, and I went, and I love that place. And that's at 8674 Northeast Flintock Road.
It's a little bit hard to find, but once you find it, it's well
and
worth it.
And it's in a strip mall, and you know, eating outside is at the parking lot, but it's great.
That's in Zona Rosa.
Right.
Yeah. Lisa in Independence, you wanted to tell us about a restaurant?
Yes. I lived in India several years, and my favorite Indian place now is Masala's. It's under new ownership at around 90th and Metcalf. The food is very true to Indian food.
Now, one of our critics here did not agree with that. But
no, I found it lacking significantly. But
and it's under new ownership since
I know.
January.
Yep.
But
I
it was true to Indian food, and yeah, I'm sure somebody, you know, anything can happen. But I had the spinach chicken, the Pollock chicken, and it was awesome.
Great. Okay, that's the newly reopened Masala's.
I went to an Indian cooking class with this wonderful woman named Jyoti recently, and I'm going to be writing about it soon on Feed Me KC. But she said her favorite Indian restaurant is Taste of Asia out south.
Really?
It's a good restaurant.
I've never been, but
I'll put that
her
on your
list. Her kids
were
in my class, and years ago she said the same thing. Yeah. So it's been
around
for a while.
It's in Metcalf 103.
Debbie in Leawood. Debbie, where do you like to go?
We went last night to El Portón Cafe. It's a Venezuelan restaurant.
It's good.
Right by Row, a Suburban.
Like 103rd. It's across from the Quick Trip.
Yeah, and Brobeck's Barbecue is right there.
Right. And they have great empanadas.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great pulled pork type of meal. And I had a great chicken, grilled chicken with a cool sauce and little salsa on top. And you can bring your own wine or liquor. And on Fridays, they have live music.
Yeah.
All right. So. And I'm a big fan of that restaurant, too.
Mm-hmm.
El Portón in Overland Park. Let's go to Aaron in Olathe. Aaron.
Hi there. We recently had a new sushi restaurant open up in Olathe close to us. I was a little apprehensive to try it, but it is wonderful. It's called Niji. It's N-I-J-I. It's at 151st and Ridgeview, which is right across from the Garmin headquarters. So it has a great lunch business.
Niji, N-I-G-I?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is in Olathe?
Yeah.
Oh, who knew? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Who knew?
All right. Well, we'll have to venture out to Olathe to try Niji. Let's go to Roberta. Roberta in Overland Park.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I just discovered a place called Bonita Michoacan, which seems to be has a restaurant inside of a grocery store bakery place, and I had their tacos, and they were just wonderful. I mean, it's pretty authentic Mexican. I mean, if you want to...
Well, do you know what the address is of this place?
Food.
Roberta, do you know what the address is?
You know, it's off of Santa Fe and I-35. It's just east of I-35 in Santa Fe.
What grocery store was it in?
What is the name of the grocery store again?
It's Bonita Michoacan. Michoacan is a region of Mexico.
Right. All right.
And so I just wanted to give them a shout out.
I found one in KCK.
Yeah, that's
the one. 1150 Minnesota Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, they have one up there. I've never been to that one. I just discovered this one down here, and their breads looked wonderful. It was just very authentic.
Very good. So. Thank you, Roberta. And let's go to David. David in Overland Park.
Hi,
David.
I want to recommend a restaurant called Mio, spelled M-I-O, and it's in a collection of stores at the corner of Row and 135th Street. Actually, it's on the northwest corner. A number of restaurants have tried to make it in there and haven't, like the Bluefin and some others. Mio is great, a great traditional Italian food. My wife loves the seafood there. And they seem to be making a real success of it. Now, they've also opened a companion but separate pizza place. And I think it really gives Spin Pizza a run for its money. And they have some very reasonable priced soup, salad, and pizzas. And it's also very nice. But the Italian is just great.
Hmm. And this is Mio at 4800 West 135th?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. As I said, in a collection of stores at the corner of Row and 135th there.
Great.
Okay. All right. Mio, I've been there. It's good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of these restaurants that we've talked about today, like Mio or all the ones in Mission Farms, if Highwoods would just lower their rents a little bit and we could have independently owned restaurants on the plaza again, that would be really nice.
That would be nice.
There are only a handful left.
That's exactly right.
Kathy, in an email, writes, a really good barbecue place is Porky's in Grain Valley, Missouri. They're only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, Porky's.
I will go to any place called Porky's.
I know it, me too. Let's go to Beth in Kansas City, Missouri. Beth.
Good morning.
Hey, Beth, where do you like to go?
I want to talk about... I'm sorry?
Where do you like to go?
My favorite pizza in town, if I get to pick, is Tim's Pizza out in Independence.
Tim. Where is
on
it?
40 Highway, and off Lee Summit Road and 40 Highway.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's been there about 30 years, probably 35 years almost.
Thin,
and
thick.
The owner used to work for the old Happy Joe's chain.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll venture out to Tim's Pizza. Joe in Olathe. Where do you go, Joe?
I've recently discovered, I believe it's how I'm pronouncing it right, excuse me, beignets.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In the River Market.
River Market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is fantastic. Have you guys tried it yet?
I haven't. Do they offer anything more than beignets? Is it just a little beignet stand? Or
they're giant beignets.
It's a little... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, aren't they giant beignets stuffed with savory and sweet different fillings?
Oh. Mm. We'll have to check that out, beignet in the River Market. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Mary Block, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale, and remind you that you could always find a list of all of the restaurants we talked about today at kcor.org/Central Standard Friday, and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with a look at Kansas City's oldest black... our show today was produced by Matthew Long Middleton with help from Ross Steinmetz. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Today is Sangeeta Sastry's last day. We'd like to thank her for all the hard work she's done on Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Feruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, KC.